You need me, man, I don't need you. You need me, man, I don't need you. You need me, man, I don't need you. Yeah, so I went to see Ed Sheeran the other night at Wembley Stadium with my son. It was incredible. Really incredible. Ed was great. The staging, the singing, the music, the sound, the sights. It was in the round and the stage and light show. It was awesome. I was 1,000 miles back in the stand, but it felt as intimate as it could be. Great view, great concert, everyone loved it. Apart from two people in front of me who just chatted all the way through it. These two blokes just chatted all the way through it. And, you know, thankfully, because of the lights and the sound and whatever, I wasn't distracted by these guys, but I couldn't help occasionally looking at them constantly through the concert, just looking at each other and chatting, and only occasionally glancing up to this incredible spectacle in front of them. And I'd sometimes zone into what they were saying. I couldn't help myself. And it was just idle chit-chat about fuck all. And yeah, they might not have been into it as their partners, who they clearly hated. They'd been married to, like, whatever, 15 years, and they hated their partners and had to sit separately from them, and they were really into it and dancing around. But guys, what the fuck? You know each other, I assume. This is what I can get. You know each other. You've met, you've chatted, you've been to mates for 20 years talking about how much you hate your marriage. You know, what the fuck is so pressing that you have to chat now and not take in this magnificent sight in front of you? These things are once in a lifetime opportunities. Why on earth would you miss them? If you're there, if you're in the room. Don't understand it, I never will. And then Ed said, I'm going to do two more songs. And people then immediately started to leave. Some people, as they do, to like miss the crush for the traffic and get on the tube easily. And I said to my son, all right, one more song and we'll make a move. And he was loving the concert, obviously. It was his first big concert. His mind was blown away by it. And he said, what do you mean? Ed just said there were two more songs. And I said, well, yeah, let's leave during the last song, Beat the Rush. And he didn't really understand what I was saying, but he just said, oh, okay. And so this song was the last song. You need me, man, I don't need you. You need me, man, I don't need you. You need me, man, I don't need you. It's awesome. And I said to my son, come on, come on, we've got to, you know, let's go now. Halfway through, I said, let's go now, let's beat the rush. And he was like, all right. And I was walking down the stairs with him. And as we went down into the tunnel underneath the seats, just before, I glanced up. And these two blokes were still chatting, still looking at each other and not the concert. I thought, what the fuck? Why? It's his last song. This is the big finish. It's fucking incredible. And you're chatting. And then I suddenly realised, hang on. Of course, I'm worse than them. I'm leaving. I'm taking my son away from the concert of his life just to save us, what, half an hour standing in a queue? At least they're in the room. So I said to my son, sorry, let's go back. And we missed only a few seconds. And now we were lower. So we got an even better view of this amazing last song, this incredible last performance. And at the end of the song, huge fireworks. went off and I took this wonderful photo of my son standing in awe at this finale as fireworks going off behind him and as people stream past us walking out, ignoring a moment they would have remembered forever. What's life about, apart from taking in these moments? Who cares if you have to queue for half an hour afterwards? That's a good time, I've always thought, to have a chat and catch up about something amazing, a brilliant moment in time you've just shared together. Because, as Ed says, you need these brilliant moments. They don't need you. That's love.